I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, February the 22nd. And we do not obsess on celebrity news on the Ideas Network on this program, but we will wonder this hour why the Anna Nicole story and some others seem to be taking up more TV time than the war in Iraq these days. We hope to hear your theories, and we will welcome in our popular culture commentator, John Pollock, in just a few minutes. But first, let me welcome in the executive producer of this program and all of the Ideas Network talk shows, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy.
This is our Winter Pledge Drive. It is the first day, the first hour of the Winter Pledge Drive on Wisconsin Public Radio, and we hope that you will call in a pledge right now. A pledge is a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. The number to call is 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Make a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio of any amount. You can also go to our website, wpr.org.
And our goal this hour is $2,000. In order to make our overall goal for this winter drive, we have to do that hour by hour, call by call, starting with yours. If you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you so much for your support. But if you're not, now would be a great time to call 1-800-383-9772. And you can pledge online at WPR.org. And Joy, at the $120 a month, or a year rather, or more level, pledgers will get the member card, member benefit card.
Yeah, the member benefit card is something that will entitle you to two-for-one entrees at more than 240 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, restaurants that are participating in this thank you benefit. You just bring your card to a participating restaurant and present it when it's time to pay the bill, and one of the entrees is taken off the bill. It's one way for us to say thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you for your contribution of $120 a year or more, and for helping to pay for programs like this one and all of the programs you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web at WPR.org.
Wisconsin Public Radio covers such a variety of topics, and this program in particular on Joy's show, you hear everything from pop culture to politics. Where else are you going to get such a great grab bag of topics, wonderful guests like John Pollock? We've talked with him, Joy, in the past on things like the top 100 TV catchphrases of all times, mm-hmm. the scariest movies, the most annoying song, Oscar nominations. And here today, how the media is covering pop culture, like in the death of Anna Nicole Smith. A great variety of media coverage as well. We know that that's worth something to you. Please call in now with your pledge. Be as supportive as you can. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
That's right, Cheryl. We do concentrate a lot on very serious, important public policy issues and politics and events around the world that, frankly, are sometimes deadly serious. But every once in a while, we like to talk about popular culture. It's a slice of life. We talk about the Super Bowl ads recently. We talked about politics and humor with a new political satire program that's on television. We talked about TV shows and torture, of all things, and how one group was concerned that too many TV shows like 24 were encouraging torture around the world and giving the U.S. a bad reputation. As you mentioned, we talked about best songs and worst songs ever made. I enjoyed a program just last week where we talked about the most horrible sound in the world. This was a researcher from Great Britain, of all things, who actually studied this to find out what is the sound that just irritates us the most, the worst sound in the world. And I won't tell you what that is right now. It's a bad image. But if you enjoy laughing sometimes at things and talking about things that are a part of our lives, things that improve the quality of our lives in a way that make life what it is, I hope you will make a pledge right now at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on WPR.org.
And it is so easy, whether you pledge online or make that phone call, volunteer will answer your call, ask you a couple questions, and And it takes maybe 2-3 minutes to make that pledge of support. You can pay by check. We can put it on your credit card. We can set up an electronic funds transfer from your checking account each month, of course, with your permission. The amount you pledge is up to you. The important thing is that you make that call and make it now. And Joy, we actually have a very special cruise of ideas coming up at the end of June. This is a cruise on Lake Monona here in Madison. Joy Cardine will be there, Gene Faraca, Larry Mueller, I'll be there as well. And it takes place on the 30th of June, and there's desserts afterwards at Larry's house. His wife is a wonderful pastry chef. We only have 25 pair of these tickets, and in order to get them, you pledge at the $1,200 a year level. That will get you 2 seats on this cruise of ideas, and we certainly hope that, we know that that'll fill up fast, and we hope that you'll be there with us. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
That's right. We did this for the first time last summer, and the cruise did sell out. It was a wonderful time. We had a great time on Lake Monona, cruising around on a beautiful summer afternoon, and there was food on the boat as well. There was a sort of a late lunch or an early dinner, and then after it was over, we really pigged out at Larry's house and enjoyed lots of great desserts. And we had a quiz, we played some games, and we're going to do that as well, kind of a quiz your knowledge on Wisconsin Public Radio trivia. It should be a really nice event, and our way to say thank you for being such a great supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. That's the $100 a month level, the a pledge of $1,200 a year or more, 2 tickets to this cruise of ideas. Any pledge is welcome. All pledges are needed. The number to call, 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web at WPR.org.
And with a pledge, again, any level is important. Any level is valued. If you pledge $120 or more for the year, that's just $10 a month, you can become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and also receive our member benefit card. It entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at hundreds of restaurants around Wisconsin, as well as 2-for-1 admission to cultural performances, symphonies, museums, theaters. That's something new we added last year, and hope if you have the member benefit card, you've been able to take advantage of that. Become a member now. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org, and help us reach that goal this hour of $2,000.
That's right. You pledge because you understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio, that listener support is the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. We would not be Wisconsin Public Radio without your support, without contributions from listeners like you. Your contributions keep the lights on here. They help pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio, so we are able to bring you the programs that you listen to on a daily basis, the programs that you value, the programs that you learn from. 1-800-383-9772, the number to make that pledge. Thanks very much if you've called in your pledge already, or if you're an ongoing member of Wisconsin Public Radio. But right now, we are hoping that you will become more than a listener of Wisconsin Public Radio, but a listener supporter. 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org. Cheryl, thanks very much. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Thank you.
Cheryl Gasser. We will welcome in our popular culture guest coming up after this check of the weather. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will welcome in our popular culture commentator, John Pollock, to talk about celebrity obsession, and in particular, we are going to talk about why we are seeing so much about Anna Nicole Smith these days. I was watching CNN on Thursday afternoon, February 8th, during the afternoon, and I was going over some of the material and books that I was going to be talking about on this program the following morning when I heard the news that Anna Nicole Smith had collapsed in her hotel room in Florida. And much speculation was going on about what was happening here. It went on all afternoon long. Wolf Blitzer on CNN, his entire program was devoted to Anna Nicole's death. My husband came in he was driving around somewhere, and he said, "Well, did you hear that Anna Nicole died?" And I said, "Well, they haven't confirmed that she died yet." So everybody was talking about Anna Nicole Smith. And just the other day, Leo Durand, my producer of this program, checked in with one of our regular guests who we turn to when there's a popular culture issue in the news to see if there was something worth talking about. And John Pollock, you said, you know, I'm really fascinated with this Anna Nicole Smith story. So why are we so fascinated with this?
Well, there's just a whole bunch of reasons. And I've been, talking to coworkers and people I run into for the last couple of days and trying to get to the bottom of it. There are a whole bunch of different angles. The first thing I thought of is that Anna Nicole Smith represents a version of the American dream. That she started out in a small town in Texas, not a lot of education, not a big income. And she had this idea she wanted to be famous, that this small town was confining and she needed the big time in some undefined way. And so she went off and she became the celebrity. I mean, obviously, we're talking about her now. There are thousands, millions of other people working at ice cream and soft serve stands around the country who we're not talking about now. So in some way, it was successful to become the celebrity. So what avenues were open to her? Did she have a phenomenal voice? Was she a powerful intellect in a conventional way? As far as we can tell, the answer to these things was no, not especially. But she did have a path open to her that's open to lots of women, which is to become beautiful, like with a capital B and in a certain way. And there's something that's very American about that also. A lot of Americans have this idea. We have this idea that there's certain things that are inborn, that we are sort of naturally one way and that we're just sort of born that way. And that's how it works. And when we talk about concepts of beauty, it's like, well, sort of. People can be attractive in some ways, but that's the kind of thing that we all know is going to fade eventually, that people are going to change as they get older, and they're not going to always look the same way they did over their lifetime. But nonetheless, Anna Nicole Smith kind of pursued this dream, posed in Playboy as sort of an ultimate representation of that, and sure enough became famous. And with that kind of fame through the 90s, she endured these very public kind of ups and downs. You know, a lot of our media, as you're mentioning, CNN, our news media that present themselves as being very serious, kind of focus on the celebrity, and covered her rise and decline, where she fell into various kinds of addiction, and then she had to suffer through being on a reality show that sort of walked around. It was kind of a pioneering celebrity reality show. Where it sort of followed her through her day and showed kind of what a difficult road she was having.
It showed what a train wreck she was. And that's what I think. That's my theory is that, I don't know, it's a voyeurism that we just, we're fascinated by, I don't know, the American dream part is there, but also this famous person is a train wreck. And my God, at least my life's not that bad.
Right. And I think a lot of people would watch a show like that. And it's this weird kind of, admiration and condemnation of celebrities that we have. That on the one hand, that she's an example to people that, anybody can go out there and be famous. Anybody can go out there and become a celebrity. And at the same time, watching her reality show is a way for all of us to sit back and feel kind of superior and say, well, at least I've got my life together and, I'm not, making a complete fool of myself on national television, that there's in celebrity culture, there's always this kind of two-way street that people kind of look up to celebrities and at the same time they look down at them and they say, oh, this is proof of how shallow that whole dream is and it's a totally bogus idea. And, even if you're working a kind of boring cubicle farm job, at least you're not, staggering around on TV.
Still, as much as I'm going to admit that there is a certain fascination with hearing about this and other like stories, is it really worth all the cable TV news time that has been devoted to this story? I mean, it was wall-to-wall coverage befitting the death of somebody who the president of a country. It was wall-to-wall coverage of her death, and now it's wall-to-wall coverage of this courtroom drama going on in Florida as to who will be able to bury Anna Nicole Smith. Will her mother be able to take the body to bury it in Texas, or will the boyfriend get it to bury it in the Bahamas?
Well, there are a bunch of different things I was thinking of on that angle, too, and it was really kind of some of the trials in the aftermath that I was first interested in with this. And so some of the ideas, the controversy, the confusion over her death and who gets her estate and where she's be buried and so forth. It outlines what any attorney who was a guest on the show would tell you, which is like make out a will so you have this stuff together. But Americans don't do that. Part of American culture is not planning for the future, is just sort of you know, living for the moment and not really thinking about unpleasant things that might happen, that do happen to all of us down the road, and just concentrating on having a great time in the here and now. So her life, you know, that we don't know who was the father of her daughter and who's the estate and so forth. This is like what happens to lots of people, only written very, very large. Then at the same time, the first question you were kind of asking about, you know, does this case and all the cases that have spun off it, do they deserve this much media coverage? There's like two kinds of distraction going on, I think. On the one hand, I think people are attracted to celebrity news because it's a relief from the otherwise heavy and sometimes imponderable nature of international news, of the war that's going on, of long-term problems that everyone agrees are problems but don't seem to have a solution, mm-hmm. like health insurance, like elder care, like these kind of things that people confront every day on their, you know, when the phone rings at their job, when they go home afterwards, that are just there in front of them, that just problems that just don't go away. Focusing on the trials of a celebrity, and especially a dead one, is a way to sort of escape that. But at the same time, there's distraction going the other way. You know, one of the things that's starting to come out now that a lot of people have been talking about during the last few years, but it wasn't getting much attention, was the complicity of the news media in not really opening up a whole lot of debate, that many facets of the media, they need access. They need access to the quarters of power. The Bush administration has done an amazing job of really creating a lot of hoops for journalists to jump through in order to get that coveted access. So that's paid off in the form of favorable stories and sort of not asking too many questions. For a lot of news outlets focusing on Anna Nicole Smith, this is easy. You know, mm-hmm. sure, she has her handlers, she has her people, she has her attorneys, but they're not really people in positions of power. You know, Anna Nicole Smith's mom is not the chief executive of a major superpower. You know, and her attorneys and so forth, again, they pale in comparison to the people who really, like, run the globe. So it's an easy story to cover. They can say all, you know, they can be very open about it, and they can be condemn her actions or talk about this and that, and it's not really going to get them in trouble. And with the present administration, you toe the line or else. So this story lets the media off the hook. They can put their investigative powers to work on send reporters and look through Anna Nicole's fridge and mm-hmm, analyze the mm-hmm. chemical content of the stuff that's in there. And in the meantime, tracing the intelligence that we use to declare war, that's hard. That we're not going to get to as easy.
Yeah. So we can bash the media a little bit because this is an easy story to cover. But do we want to give the media, as I paint with my broad brush, a break? The media are covering this story, and especially the cable TV news channels, because we want to hear this. We want to see this. It's good. The ratings are going to go up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's you never know. I mean, it's hard to say what are the ratings for the story that's not covered. It's an impossible question. One of the things I noticed about it, and again, I was talking with a coworker last night where we kind of brought this up, that as you have cable networks and you have internet divisions of major news networks, you might sort of think that you'd have more stories, that you'd have more possible information out there and more angles and so on. And instead, what happens is just a strengthening of what I call the capital S story, that there's like one big or a couple of big stories with a capital S, and news organizations put their resource into competing with each other for details on the capital S story. So this becomes the capital S story. It's just it's like talking about a free market economically. It's like talking about water running downhill. It's just how things operate. Everybody kind of mobilizes in pursuit of the capital S story. And the people who say, wait a minute, there's other stories and there's other angles on this, that's sort of cast aside because, as you said, people want to hear about this and news outlets want to, you know, compete on getting the latest detail and the unfolding of some part of the case. It's just, I mean, it's kind of a function of how news seems to work.
You know, John, we're going to get yelled at a little bit because one time, I admit it, two times in our Friday Week in Review program that I do every Friday on this program where we talk about the important political news of the week, both times we touched on Anna Nicole and listeners were like, don't talk about that. Don't waste time talking about that. So some people are upset when there is so much attention devoted to, a celebrity.
Well, and it's, you know, we have an idea of what news is. I mean, mm-hmm. for a lot of people, news is News is war, news is politics, news is occasionally economics. It's very similar to what I encounter in the classroom, that a lot of people think that history is war and not mm-hmm. much else. And when I try to talk about the concept of celebrity, when I talk about scandals in American history of one type or another, when I talk about things like the history of housework, people will say, well, is this history? You know, I came here to learn about the, you know, the campaigns of the Civil War and whatnot. And I'll say, well, yeah, it is. I mean, this, you know, the what I think is significant about the case, and it's why I haven't really gone into detail about the specific twists and turns of it, I think that's less important than than what we're doing here and stepping back and saying, why, you know, what is it about this case that's so compelling?
And we will talk more about this after we check the latest news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Let me remind you that we are talking with John Pollock, history instructor at Madison Area Technical College. He's a frequent guest of ours on popular culture issues. And we are in our winter pledge drive. We have raised, you have helped us raise $200 toward a $2,000 goal. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. That song came to mind when we decided to do this program on media and celebrity and our celebrity-obsessed culture. And that's what we're doing right now. We're talking about Anna Nicole Smith's death and all of the media coverage of that. Why are we so fascinated? Why are the media giving us so much about this? And other celebrities as well. Our guest, John Pollock, history instructor at Madison Area Technical College, our frequent guest on popular culture. And we welcome your thoughts and questions about all this as well. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 3-1-8-9-0. Maybe you have a theory as to why these types of stories dominate the news when they happen, and why maybe we might even admit it. We watch from time to time and we're fascinated by this. Maybe you're furious with the media coverage. Maybe you're frustrated with how the media cover celebrity news instead of really important issues. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. John Pollock, I'm going to go to the phones in just a moment, but let me remind listeners that we are indeed asking for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter pledge drive, which started, 35 minutes ago. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. A pledge is a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio of any amount, whatever works well for you. Help pay for the programming that you hear every single day on the Ideas Network and Wisconsin Public Radio in general. 1-800-383-9772. We have a goal of $2,000 for this hour. Every hour has a goal to raise a certain amount of money from listener support so that by the end of this pledge drive, we have raised the amount in listener support that we need to keep these programs coming to you. $320 raised toward that $2,000 goal so far. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phones. Lee in Madison is our first caller. Hi, Lee. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I thought that the coverage said a great deal about us. And when I say us, I mean the people who write these stories in the media, the people who edit them, the people who print them. And that was very distressing. Yesterday, there was a wire service story from the Associated Press that I read in two newspapers, the Chicago Tribune and the Wisconsin State Journal, that in the first paragraph referred to Anna Nicole Smith as burying a centerfold. Now, let's not even worry about the fact that they made a strange noun this story. But let us instead think about the dehumanization that has occurred. That a woman who died, whatever you think of her profession or her role in life, has now been reduced and stripped of her humanity so that she becomes, quote-unquote, a centerfold. Now, this got by a number of editors, obviously, and I talked to one veteran newspaper person who said, when I drew attention to the story, that, of course, there were just all these grammatical errors. But it's not the grammatical error that I want you all to talk about. I want you to talk about what happens when a person is reduced to a piece of paper being buried.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Lee. John Pollock, what do you think of that?
That's a terrific angle. And what I was thinking of as you were explaining your anger at the story and the way that the story was presented, is that what I think Anna Nicole Smith's death also brings up is the issue of, you know, of consent. That, you know, she's the one who chose to, you know, who presumably knew that the price of becoming famous in the way that she did was that this was how people were going to talk about her. That for, you know, that, you know, in a lot of ways, Anna Nicole Smith seems to have used Marilyn Monroe as sort of a touchstone, sort of someone to kind of follow, whose career also famously began by posing in Playboy. And then Marilyn Monroe, unlike most people who follow in those footsteps, was able to cross over into a successful film career. So Anna Nicole Smith kind of, you know, it was this sort of bargain that I think I alluded to earlier in my kind of long spiel there, that, you know, given that she didn't have the sort of talent that we often think of that would get her the level of celebrity that she wanted, that she knew that the price of that was to sort of put herself on display in that fashion and in some ways to reduce herself to that. You know, while I agree with you that it's terrible to read of a human being discussed in that fashion, especially when someone's being buried, it's still there's a part of me that kind of says, well, isn't that sort of what she wanted? I mean, she was, you know, that was kind of the whole focus of her career, was just always putting herself on display like that, was always sort of objectifying herself. And as much as we might say, you know, we can look at that and say, oh, what a terrible way to cover someone. You know, if she were around, we can sort of envision her like toting up the coverage and saying, okay, great, I made the wire service, and which papers picked it up and where did they place the story? It draws up this other, yet another interesting aspect of American culture. You know, what do we do with people who choose to objectify themselves? You know, many of us recoil from that idea. And yet at all these different turns in her life, when Anna Nicole could have had the opportunity to sort of retire quietly into the limelight, maybe disassociate herself from her past, nothing doing. She was working to get back into that.
And I was just thinking of the CNN breaking news clip that we played earlier in the hour. She was referred to as actress and model. And I thought when I heard that, I was, well, what exactly do you, what title do you give Anna Nicole Smith? But Lee, thank you very much. Let me move on to another caller. Anne in Madison. And hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I think the title you give it is diversion. And I think what's going on here is after 1996, when the Telecommunications Act was passed, the media dropped all pretense in the United States of covering the real financial issues, the political issues. They didn't do much before, but after that, they almost completely dropped anything but entertainment, and making the American public unaware of what was going on in their own government and in governments around the world. And I remember one program with Beth Zurbachen, who was no longer, I think she was on Channel 3 in Madison, and Mark Kane. And they'd never read anything about celebrities before, but on one nightly program, they gave a little blurb about some celeb, and when Beth was finished, she had a little smile, and she turned to Mark and she said, "Who's she?" And I think that's really, you know, it's being dictated by the companies, for instance, that are making a mint. very illegally on things like the war in Iraq. And this is just a way of making Americans, you know, deadened.
Yeah. John Pollock?
Well, it's I think that's an excellent point. And at the same time, it's sort of, you know, it's sort of like a chicken and egg aspect to it. I mean, you mentioned Channel 3, and I know here in the Madison market, Channel 3 has sort of carved out a niche for itself as a station that has resisted some of the celebrity trend to a greater degree than other affiliates.
And let me just jump in. My husband works for Channel 3, and they really do a wonderful job in local news coverage and political coverage. But that Live at 5 program, like all Live at 5 programs, has a people in the news segment every single day. They do.
Sure.
I mean, it's something that is. You know, that,
well, and what I was going to say is that I know that, that certainly in other cities there have been local news outlets that have said, you know what, we're going to resist this trend, and mm-hmm. we're going to focus on local news. We're going to bring in, you know, more experts on national news and really get at what is going on and not just these tiny little breaking bits of information that are disconnected from each other. And they come in last in the ratings, or they struggle in the ratings.
Channel 3 is number one in the ratings.
Channel 3 is number one? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's Madison, so, you know,
right,
sort of exception. But you know, so many outlets around the country sort of struggle with that. They want to, and a lot of people in journalism, you know, want to be covering those stories. But the competitor comes in and gives much more glossy sheen to the news and does more celebrity coverage, and more people tune in and watch. It's what, you know, newspapers are competing with television in that fashion. Newspapers have a sort of, you know, history of that more in-depth reporting, and they're losing out to papers that have a glitzier view of it. So on the one hand, I agree that it's, you know, that there is, that there could be these prerogatives for kind of distracting people, or let's not let people in on what's really going on. And at the same time, the audience out there, it's not like there's huge numbers of people who are really agitating for more of that stuff. There's certainly people, and especially in public radio listeners, I'd imagine, are among them. But compared to the population of consumers at large out there, I think it turns out to be a fairly small number.
John Pollock, we're out of time for now. I want to thank you a lot for coming in and talking with us about this. And next time, let's talk about the history of housework that you brought up. Okay. Thanks very much. John Pollock, history instructor at Madison Area Technical College, a frequent guest of ours when we have popular culture issues in the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Thursday, February the 22nd. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll welcome in the author of Eating Between the Lines. She'll tell us what those labels on our food products mean and whether it's worth it to buy something that's labeled pesticide-free or free-range. So We'll clear up some confusion around food labeling coming up after 7 o'clock. But joining me now for the next few minutes, Wisconsin Public Radio's Assistant Director of Talk Programming, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning again, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. Glad to be back with you.
Sorry, I didn't have your right microphone on.
Let me say it again. Good morning. So glad to be here on this first day of our pledge drive. The number to call in your support, 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on the web at WPR.org. We have a goal during this 6 o'clock hour of $2,000. And Joy, how are we doing?
$320 raised toward that $2,000 goal. These hourly goals are important because we need to raise that amount in listener support in order to make the budget. So that's why we have hourly goals, and that's why we need your help in meeting those hourly goals with your contributions to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge on the web at WPR.org. Pledge any amount that works for you. Yeah, maybe the average pledge is about $120 a year, which is about $10 a month. And at that level, we would be happy to send you, we will send you, the member benefit card, which entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants all over the state of Wisconsin, our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
1-800-383-9772 or on the web, WPR.org. We also have the Cruise of Ideas coming up on June 30th. This is a cruise on Lake Monona in Madison with Joy Cardine, Larry Mueller, Gene Faraca. I'll be there as well.
We only have 25 pair of tickets for a pledge of $1,200 a year, $100 a month. If you break it down that way, you will get two seats on the Cruise of Ideas. There'll be food and drinks. We'll be playing some Wisconsin Public Radio trivia games. You get to mingle and mix with some of the people that you hear on the radio each day. And then afterwards, desserts at Larry's house on the lake. And, you know, it's a real treat, and we hope that you want to join us and be there. And if you do, you can call in your pledge now, 1-800-383-9772, or you can do it online at WPR.org.
This Cruise of Ideas, a lot of fun. Larry and I did this last summer, and a number of folks joined us on this cruise. Some were repeating the cruise or the special event that Larry puts on. We hope that if you are a fan of Wisconsin Public Radio and are looking forward to meeting either me or Larry or Jean or Cheryl, that you too will join us on this Cruise of Ideas on June 30th, which happens, by the way, to be the weekend that Rhythm and Booms is going on in Madison.
Right.
Larry likes to time it for that particular weekend, because if you're coming from another part of the state, you might want to make a weekend of it and watch the Midwest's biggest fireworks display that is synchronized to music. But June 30th is the day. The cruise is a lot of fun, and the pledge to join us for this is $100 a month. A $1,200 pledge, two tickets for the Cruise of Ideas. And one of those pledges for $1,200 would help us reach our goal for this hour. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772, or on the web at WPR.org. But please do call in your pledge of any amount during this hour.
1-800-383-9772. Because you are educated by and entertained by Wisconsin Public Radio, think of all the things that you've learned on Joy's show alone. And you probably listen to Kathleen Dunn and Larry Mueller and Talk of the Nation. You enjoy Chapter a Day, Gene Faraca, Ben Marins. We're here for you 24 hours a day, round the clock, with wonderful programming, and quality costs. That's why we come to you just a couple times a year to ask for your financial support. You've come through in the past with flying colors, but we need you to come through strong again this drive. 1-800-383-9772 or online, WPR.org.
These membership drives, these pledge drives, Cheryl, are about the only way that we can reach out to newer listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio. We don't know who you are if you're a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. And we do try to do these pledge drives to get new members to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you already renew through the mail or are an ongoing contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio, perhaps through, you know, monthly installments on your credit card or through EFT, we want to thank you very much for already doing your part and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio and the programs that you value. But what about you? Have you been listening for a while now? Enjoy the programs, value the programs, learn something new perhaps from the programs. We want you to go to the phone and pledge any amount at 1-800-383-9772. Become a new member of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772.
And if you pledge at the $10 a month or more level, the member benefit card will be coming your way in the mail. That entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants all around the state of Wisconsin and 2-for-1 admission at cultural attractions like museums and theaters. Our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. If you are a member, thank you so much. If you've increased your donation, maybe you've been giving at a certain level over the years and recently increased your donation, or are considering doing it during this drive, now would be a wonderful time. Thank you for your support. The number to call, quick and easy, 1-800-383-9772, or online at WPR.org.
Listener support is the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget, the most important way that we pay for the programming that that you listen to. A lot of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio cost money. We have to pay fees to National Public Radio or Public Radio International to carry certain programs or to carry the NPR News. All of the expenses associated with running a radio station, we have the same expenses as any other radio station, but the difference is we're listener-supported, and we count on contributions from listeners like you to meet the budget. So that's why we come to you a few times a year to ask for your support. You get to decide how much. We don't send you a bill in the mail that says this is how much you need to pay Wisconsin Public Radio to get these programs. We ask you to make that determination. Maybe it's a one-time pledge of $50. Maybe you can do a $500 pledge or a $5,000 pledge, any amount. 1-800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772, the number to call because you wake up to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your clock radio is set to it. Your car radio is set to it. You listen at work. You wake up each morning to Joy Cardine. That's a real value, and we know that you value it. We want to hear from you now during this pledge drive. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call. We have a goal this hour of $2,000 and just a few minutes left. Please be as generous as you can, but now would be a wonderful time to call.
Yeah, we only have a few minutes left to reach that $2,000 goal, and we're at about $350. So I've been hearing the phones ringing, though, so that's great. It sounds like listeners are calling in to pledge, but this would be a great time for you to help us reach the goal, to let us know that you're a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, that you value the wide variety of programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, all of the different topics you hear every weekday morning when you tune into this program, from heavy-duty politics to sometimes fun popular culture topics, all of the great guests that Cheryl and Leo Duran and Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson find to talk with you each and every weekday. Pledge your support, contribute to pay for that kind of programming at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. Just a couple of minutes left. If you want to go on that cruise, this would be a great time to make a pledge for the Cruise of Ideas as well.
It sure would. The Cruise of Ideas, it makes you a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle. The Cruise of Ideas, let me just tell you, for $1,200 a year, $100 a month, you get two seats on the cruise on Lake Monona on the 30th of June, along with Joy Cardine, Larry Mueller, Gene Faraca. I'll be there. We only have 25 pairs of tickets, and we know that they're going to go fast. Won't you be one of the people who joins us? We'd love to see you. 1-800-383-9772 or online, WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772. Call in your contribution, whatever the amount, and know that that contribution will help support the program that you're listening to right now and what you listen to all week long on the Ideas Network. Your contribution is critical to the long-term health of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. Become a supporter of a service that you value. 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org. Cheryl, we are now at about $355 toward that $2,000 goal. A contribution, a generous contribution, would really help us out and help you out at this time, because listener support is what brings you these programs. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.